All right, we'll go ahead and continue with UCLA coach Jim Mora. The Bruins are home hosting USC on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Press star then the number one. Again, press star then the number one. Our first question is from Ben Bolsch with the Los Angeles Times.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Ben.
We saw Patrick Cowan, the quarterback who led UCLA to a pretty significant win over USC 10 years ago on campus this morning. Was he scheduled to talk to the team at any point?
Nope. He comes around a lot.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I've known Patrick forever. My dad actually recruited his dad up to University of Washington, and he's around. He works on campus. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. So he's around a lot. He comes out to practice probably every other week.
Okay, got it. And another thing, Deshaun Holliday made a pretty significant play in the Oregon State game. Didn't have a name on his jersey. Was there a story behind that?
Well, his jersey number in the program is 17. But we have a duplicate number, 17. So you can't have two of the same number on the field at the same time. So he wears 37 on certain plays, and then he reports to the officials as 37.
Okay, got it.
Procedural stuff. We do it actually, you know, you've got a lot of players on your team. You only got, you know, a certain amount of numbers because we've got a lot of numbers retired. So there's times that, I mean, it's not unusual that we slip a jersey on a guy. I do think we do it to Mossy at times. We do it to a lot of guys at times.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
But you just didn't notice them because they didn't block a punt. So maybe we can get one of those guys to do something, you'll notice it.
Thanks.
Sure.
Your next question is from Kurt Kragthorpe with the Salt Lake Tribune.
Jim, I wanted to ask you about Colorado. You're maybe one person who's not totally surprised by their success because they had been competitive against you in recent years. But what has impressed you about the way Mike has built that program?
A number of things, really. You know, I guess that you know, you'd have to say that, you know, when you look at national recruiting rankings, it's not like they've been up there at the top. But they've done a tremendous job of evaluating and bringing in players that fit the profile that they're looking for. And then they coach the heck out of them. They play with consistency. I think they play with a lot of discipline in class. I think in our game, you know, both sides there for a little while, for a couple series, it got a little bit chippy. But both teams settled down in the fourth quarter and got back to business, which I thought showed discipline on both sides. And then just the balance, you know, between the run, the pass, the way they play defense, the way they play special teams. I think they do a great job of utilizing the skill set of their quarterback. You know, he's a big, powerful guy who can run the ball. He's also smart and accurate as a passer. And so they put you in a lot of conflict conflict positions in the way that they use him. So it stresses you defensively. And then I just think Mike's just a one hell of a guy, you know. I really respect him, and I really enjoy being around him at the Pac-12 events that we go to. He's got a lot of class, he's got a lot of integrity, and he's a good man. And I think that, you know, that rubs off on his players.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Your next question is from Stephanie Lowe with the Seattle Times.
Hey, Jim.
Hi.
Hi. You've obviously coached a lot of NFL quarterbacks. I mean, do you think we're at a point with today's game that people can look beyond the system? I mean, I'm asking you obviously in terms of Luke Falk and, like, whether or not he comes out this year or next year. How do you think he'll be evaluated at the next level?
I think that scouts always look beyond the system. I think that at all positions, including quarterback. Now, quarterback is the most highly scrutinized position, and they have to determine whether a guy has the athleticism to drop back, you know, from under center and keep his eyes downfield and read coverages and things like that. But the thing that they're evaluating more than that is, you know, his decision making ability, his timing as a passer, his accuracy, his velocity, his mobility, his leadership. You know, none of those things are system things. I think that I coached in the NFL for a long time and coached a lot of guys, and a system is a system is a system, but you're looking for certain characteristics of the player. So, yes, I think that Luke Falk will be an outstanding NFL quarterback. I think that he's smart. I think he's unflappable. I think he's well coached. I think he's got the ability to make almost every throw, if not every throw. And I think that he's going to be one heck of a good quarterback.
Do you think, I mean, what do you think are maybe some of the things that people will try to poke at in the process? Because there's always a couple things, right?
Oh, gosh. It's the evaluation process and the draft process is really, it's so cyclical because, you know, they build you up, and then as it gets closer to the draft, you know, they're trying to poke holes in you. They're trying to find flaws, and they're trying to find reasons not to draft you. And at the end, you know, they come back and they draft you because – you know, your attributes are so strong, you know, that they outweigh any of the negatives that they might find. But, you know, scouts in general, you know, they have to protect their reputation by always pointing out what you don't have. Now, they point out what you do have as well. But I think, you know, they're going to say, well, he's never thrown from under center. This Mike Leach system is so different from an NFL system. But a coach will tell you that doesn't matter. A coach will look at it and say, this guy's a great decision maker. A coach will look at it and say, boy, he's got good feet. A coach will look at it and say, boy, he's got poise in the pocket. A coach will say, you know, boy, look at this guy. He can make every throw. He knows when to check it down. He knows when to, you know, fit it into a window. Boy, he's got great anticipation. That's what the coaches will say. And they'll say, you know what, he didn't drop back from under center. So what? We'll teach him to do that. And quite frankly, when you look at NFL quarterbacks and you look at the percentage of times they are under center as opposed to in shotgun, I would say that the odds are that they're in shotgun more than they're under center. So I think it's the skill set you're looking at more than the system.
Okay,
they will
thank
definitely
you.
Try to poke holes. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I see. All right, thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Again, press star and then number one to ask your question.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none,
that's awesome. Not one question about our game. That's perfect. All right. Hey, see you, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Bye, buddy. Bye.
All right. Bye.